Israel's government has formally begun efforts to create a governing coalition. The new government is expected to be led by acting Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and his centrist Kadima Party. But a new party, whose only issue is boosting pension benefits for the elderly, is also likely to play an important role. The Pensioners' Party, which now has 7 seats in the new parliament, is led by a retired Israeli spy who helped capture Nazi war criminals and handle Jonathan Pollard, the former Pentagon analyst, now jailed in the U.S. for espionage. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
At 79, retired Israeli secret agent Rafi Atan still garners a kind of Bond-esque respect here. He handled some of the most famous covert operations by the Mossad, Israel's intelligence agency. Atan commanded the covert team that tracked down Nazi Adolf Eichmann in 1960, snatching him from a street in Buenos Aires and bringing one of the Holocaust masterminds to Israel, where he was tried and hanged. These days, the diminutive Atan, with his thick round glasses and thinning white hair, is leading a totally different fight for increased benefits for the elderly. At the Pensioners' Party office in downtown Tel Aviv, Atan wears a bemused, slightly overwhelmed smile at all the post-election attention. Surrounded by news reporters, he thanks supporters for helping the new party win a surprise 7 seats in parliament. And he plays coy when asked if the party is ready to meet with Prime Minister Ehud Olmert about joining any Kadima coalition. Olmert? Who's he? Who's he? Atan says, tongue in cheek. What was first seen as merely a protest party with little chance of winning has now gained legitimacy and power. Pensioners' Party founder Nava Arad says the group is poised to become a permanent political force for Israel's elderly.
The high cost of medicine, the cuts to the elderly, it's shameful, a disgrace. This will now end. We will spread to other places and have the largest lobby in the country.
To many analysts, the pensioners' strong showing is seen as part of a backlash in Israel against a political fixation on security and recent economic policies that chipped away at the Jewish state's once vaunted social safety net. 40-something Tel Aviv attorney Ron Ozeri believes the pensioners got wide support from many younger Israelis who want to once again take care of their elders.
In the last few years, the government cut down their income. These people built our country. They worked hard. They are our fathers and grandfathers. We just love them. We think they deserve political power and they deserve to regain their political rights.
Asaf Levine, a hired strategist and ad man, helped shape the party's campaign. He says the pensioners are being courted by political bigwigs in search of coalition partners. An alliance with Kadima, he says, is certainly possible. And he insists that party's emphasis on the future of the occupied West Bank won't distract the pensioners from focusing on the issues that got them elected.
No matter what the vote will be for, the most important thing for us will be the social situation in Israel. For the elderly people, for the poor people, and for the young generation as well. That's our mandate, and we're not going to play around with that.
But the party's leader, Rafi Atan, has said he wants to tackle at least one other issue outside of his pension power platform, trying to win the release of Jonathan Pollard. As a spy, Atan recruited and handled the civilian Pentagon analyst, who's now jailed for life in the U.S. for passing secrets to Israel. Atan is one of 2 unindicted co-conspirators listed in the legal case against Pollard. So if Atan ever tries to take his elder power message to the U.S., he could face FBI questioning about his role in a spy case that severely strained U.S.-Israeli relations 20 years ago. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Jerusalem.